And welcome back to the Dan Mendes Show here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Michael Patrick Leahy here sitting in for Dan today. And Dan, thank you for the opportunity to sit in. In studio with us today, we have a very special guest. Carol Swain is a resident of Nashville, a former associate professor of politics at Princeton University's Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs, and a former professor of both political science and law at Vanderbilt University. She just retired from Vanderbilt. Welcome, Carol. Thanks so much.
It's great to be back.
Well, we are delighted to have you here, Carol. And, you know, you've actually just joined, just wrote a great op-ed for us at the Tennessee Star on the seven reasons to beware of the seven poverty law center. It is, by the way, the second most read commentary we've had in over a year and a half, over 856 Facebook shares. So congratulations on that excellent piece. We had you in today here, Carol. We wanted you to talk a little bit about what's going on with Megan Berry.
Well, first of all, I have to confess that I didn't vote for Megan Berry, and I could never have imagined myself doing so because she was so liberal. After having said that, I wanted her to succeed. I love Nashville, and I wanted her to be able to do some of the things that she promised, especially the working class and the poor. And I'm disappointed with her as a woman. I'm disappointed with, you know, the lack of moral leadership around the scandal, but also the fact that she seems a bit indifferent. And, you know, the other thing that just sort of takes the wind out of, I guess that's the right expression, I'm sort of shocked by the fact that this is a woman that was an ethics officer in her previous job, and her affair and everything about it violated her executive order about city employees not giving preferential treatment to individuals, and yet she goes and just takes it to the nth degree.
I think you really hit on something very significant there. She for over a dozen years, was an ethics officer, a compliance officer at a major corporation here in the area, and yet, and she came in the first month or so and had an ethics executive order, and she appears to have violated just about every aspect of that. You almost get the feeling, Carol Swain, you almost get the feeling that because she was an ethics officer, she knew how to skirt the rules.
Well, the thing about Megan Berry and some other people I've observed, and it just happens that most of them seem to be Democrats, it's as if they think the rules don't apply to them. And I have observed in academia as well as in the world that the most immoral people that I see these days are people that call themselves ethics officers. They have redefined the whole meaning of ethics, and I find it very troubling. And when it comes to Megan Berry, you know, my heart goes out to her because she has lost a child, and so she deserves our sympathy for that. She also deserves our forgiveness because she asked for our forgiveness. And so those of us who are Christians, we are accustomed to extending forgiveness, but that doesn't mean that you don't have consequences. There are always consequences. And by her clinging to office with these circumstances, she's harming women, the whole idea of women's equality, because she had an affair with a subordinate, and even though she might argue that it was consensual, so with the men that have been charged in the Me Too movement, many of them felt that those relationships were very consensual. And I think that when women abuse power, if they want to be equal to men, they should suffer the same consequences. And this affair has damaged her ability to lead, it's damaged the public trust, and it's wasting taxpayers' dollars every day she cleans the office. She's damaged goods. She needs to go.
She needs to resign, then, I guess, is what you would argue.
Definitely.
So you talked a little bit about the hypocrisy of the Me Too movement. That struck me as well. How do you see that?
I mean, it's obvious what it is. I think about how, you know, so many men have been accused, and now the standard seems to be that you're guilty. immediately until you're proven innocent. There's no due process for men that are accused. But in the case of Megan Berry, I mean, she's come out, you know, with her confession, and we know now from the news that she came out because Rob Force's wife was talking with media. She knew the story was going to break soon, and so she tried to get ahead of it. And it's just very troubling that she's not being held to the same standard. If her name had been Marvin or George or Marion Barry in Nashville, she would have been gone the next day. And she would have known, he would have known he had to go. He would not have clung to office. And I don't believe whether it's a Democratic man or a Republican man, the man would have to go. And I think if women want to be equal, then they have to hold themselves to the same standards.
I understand you're going to be one of the featured speakers tomorrow at the Resign Now Megan Berry rally that will be held at the courthouse on One Public Square in Nashville. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I got the invitation last night, and I accepted that invitation, and I will speak. And I really want to focus on not just the fact that the scandal, but also, you know, what good governance means. I think that it's important for our cities to be led by people that are concerned not just with changing the whole character of the city, because Nashville, you know, has been a great place to live, a great place to raise children, but with all the changes of the development.
Mm-hmm. The growth.
Yeah, the growth. And growth can be good. It's a mixed blessing, but not if it destroys the quality of life for people who have been here, you know, for generations. And I think that somehow we need to balance the needs and concerns of working and middle class Nashvillians against that of newcomers. And I also think that Nashville is in the Bible Belt. We have Judeo-Christian traditions. It seems like the political left, that they're thumbing their nose at those Judeo-Christian values and principles. I believe that's unacceptable.
We're going to take a short break here, but when we come back with Carol Swain, I am going to ask her the big question. You're listening to the Dan Mendes Show here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Michael Patrick Leahy sitting in, back after these messages.
Now listen to us on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the WTN.